ingested excessive amounts of nitrate. The oxidation states of nitrogen has been something that I target if I was asking the nitrogen cycle, simply because this is something that differentiates it quite clearly from the subsequent cycles that we're going to look at. So our sources in the atmosphere of nitrogen, in addition to N2, we've got high temperature combustion reactions and lightning strikes producing nitric oxide, nitrogen dioxide, and the nitrogen dioxide then subsequently reacts. What's the name of this acid here? Nitrous acid and nitric acid. In the terrestrial situation, the nitrogen fixation using our rhizobium that we talked about this morning is taking N2 and fixing it into ammonium. The reason for the organism being able to do that is there's a release of energy associated with the oxidative breakdown of your carbohydrate molecule. That energy there then is used to drive this fixation process here. So the plant then is releasing lots of sugars and things that the rhizobium can use, and in return rhizobium is transforming the nitrogen into ammonium that the plant can use. So that's that symbiotic relationship that we find in the root nodules of leguminous plants. Now what's involved here as well is clearly a coupling between the carbon cycle and the nitrogen